You will have heard of Dr. Henry Jekyll. You will have heard appalling things. I tell you this, he was my friend, and he was a seeker of truth. The radical theories, the life-altering drugs were part of a search to illuminate the elements of goodness and evil, which are inherent in every human personality. Henry Jekyll believed he had found a way to control those separate elements, not merely for the furtherance of science, but for the relief of human sorrow and suffering.
He entered my life as a brilliant young scientist and became as dear to me as my own child. I came to feel the exhilaration of his knowledge and the profundity of his suffering as though they were mine. I came to understand Henry Jekyll. In a very real sense, his passion is consistently reenacted within every one of us.
He's beyond help, Henry.
Therefore, we treat him like an animal. He's a man, John. He has emotional responses as sensitive as any of ours. But the mind, the memory which allows him to express those emotions, rebels now and refuses to serve him. I know there's a means to reintegrate mind and emotion. There must be.
Your colleagues tell me your theories are infinitely more dangerous than he is. They say you're trespassing on hallowed ground when you experiment with the human mind.
My colleagues are cowards, afraid of what they don't understand. How can we call ourselves civilized if we're not prepared to help him and every wretched soul like him?
He's lost, Henry. Lost to himself and to the world. You will never reach
him. I have to try.
You have tried.
No, it's not true, John. John, I'm at the point of perfecting a formula, a combination of rare drugs.
I admire your tenacity, Henry, but I question your philosophy. Do you seriously believe your drugs can change what God has set in motion?
Yes. Yes! He can be changed, Sir Danvers. We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
In the darkness, silence surrounds you. Once there was morning, now endless night. If I could reach you, I'd guide you and teach you to walk from this darkness back into the light. Deep in your silence, please try to hear me. I'll keep you near me till night passes by. I will find the answer.
I'll never desert you. I promise you this.
Till the day that I die.
Good night, Father.
Beware in the cold light of day.
It's society's mask, it's society's way.
And the truth is that it's all a facade.
There's a face that we hide till the night time appears.
And what's hiding inside behind all of our fears
is our true self locked inside the facade.
Like a cult, while playing the state. But there's one thing I know, and I know it for sure. This disease we've got has gotten no ready cure. And I'm certain life is terribly a hurt
when your life's a facade.
Looking at the surface, what is lurking there beneath it?
See that face, now I'm prepared to bet you what you see is not what you get, cause man's a master of deceit.
So what is this sinister secret? The lie he will tell you is true.
It's that each man you meet on the street isn't one man, but two.
Nearly everyone you see like him and her and you and me pretends to be a pillar of society.
Sobriety and piety,
who shudders at the thought of notoriety. The ladies and gents here before you, which none of them ever admits, they have seen the ox, but the sinners and crooks, hypocrites,
hypocrites.
There are preachers who kill, there are killers who preach, there are teachers who lie, there are liars who teach. Take a pick, dear, cause it's all a facade.
Do we walk the fine line that we cross if we could?
Are we waiting
to break through the facade? One or two, and what kind of well-to-do? Ah, they're as bad as me and you, right down to their windows.
I'm inclined to think
half mankind thinks the other half is blind. Wouldn't be surprised.
Score!